Cabin Fever by H.G. Grade 5.
When my parents told me I was going to overnight camp for 6 weeks, I was horrified. Even when I found out my best friend, Nicole, was coming with me. When we pulled up at camp, I wanna go home again. I had butterflies in my stomach. I guess Nicole did too, but you couldn't tell. There was this big, old, ugly sign, painted red and black. We walked through this huge, dark, dense forest. I heard Nicole mumbling something about wishes and math camp. When we finally reached camp, my heart skipped a beat. It was this huge, old building, almost like a haunted house. It sent chills down my spine. The guide led us into the camp building. I was practically knocked to the floor. The inside of the camp was, well, weird. Let me explain it. The floors were black and white checkers, and there were huge, winding staircases on every wall. There were 6 walls leading upstairs. There were also flashing fluorescent lights, the ones that make all the white in the room glow. There were signs posted saying which rooms we were in. Their names were Chiller, Ghost Story, Cabin Fever, Weeping Willow, Spooky Spot, and Graveyard Ghostly. I caught Cabin Fever. The other people in my cabin were Nicole, Susan, Irene, Kathy, and Karen. They're all sisters. Susan and Irene are twins, and Kathy and Karen are twins. Our room had 3 bunks, one on each side of the window and one near the door. Nicole and I slept in the bunk on the right of the window. After settling in, we went downstairs to meet our counselors. It took forever to get downstairs. When we finally reached the bottom, we were led into another room. In the room were our counselors sitting in large black armchairs. I have to admit, when we walked in, I was half expecting to see Frankenstein's monster. But the counselors seemed pretty nice. First, we had dinner. After that, we told stories. The one that scared me the most was about my room. A long time ago, there were 2 twin sisters, Amy and Anna. One day, both got sick with a high fever. The next day, they were gone. A neighbor said that at about midnight, he heard 2 screams. The father was put in jail. Everyone thought he had killed them, and their mother and brother moved to Germany. They were never seen again. Since no one was living in the house, and no one wanted to buy it, it was turned into a camp. This camp. I had chills as we went to bed, but camp wasn't so bad. You will never believe what happened that night. At about midnight, I woke to hear screaming. It seemed everyone was awake because all heads were up. What we saw then still scares me. Susan was in bed, screaming. It was just like the story. The next morning, she was gone. The next night, the same thing happened to Irene, then Kathy. I was beginning to get scared. The next night, Nicole and I decided to stay up and see what happened. At about midnight, 2 strange, red glowings entered the room. They passed over Karen, who was asleep, and she became all red and bumpy. Then it was gone. It was now midnight, and Karen started screaming, but the bumpiness and fever was gone. Hey, that's the name of our room. Now I knew what was happening. It was the ghosts of Amy and Anna coming to kill all the occupants of their old room. There was no way I was letting it get Nicole and I, so the next day I got a book on magic, and that's where I found it. All we had to do was pour water all over the ghosts. It would cool their fever so they could rest in peace. That night, Nicole and I were ready. It came just in time. Nicole was beginning to drift off and I was getting drowsy. We dumped the water on them and we were saved. Two girls appeared. They whispered one word. Thank you. They were gone, but in their place was Susan, Irene, Kathy, and Karen. We all jumped for joy, but we never told anyone about our experience. After those 6 weeks, I loved camp, and every summer we all go back. It just goes to show you, can't judge a book by its cover.